1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 752. It's the fourth Thursday of the month. That means State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich comes by with his legislative update. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Donnie. Very well. How have you been?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Terrific. Very well. Very busy. Very busy. It will be a busy session.
All right.
Here we are.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. Tell us some of the developments from the last time we spoke to you in the legislature, committees and so forth, and meetings, public hearings and so forth since January. Go right ahead.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Tony, again. And as you know, it seems to me that this year the focus of the agenda would be on children and families. And I commend very much what the governor, when he presented his budget, was doing in terms of child care, a huge investment in child care, families, and we are following the lead and concentrated on that, and concentrated also and thinking on the possibility of having a child tax credit. We are the only state in the nation with an income tax that do not offer child tax credit to families, and it's something that families will see certainly in their pocket if we are able to do it. But unfortunately, we are going in a different direction that Washington is going, and we will see how we can put all these pieces of the puzzle together. I mean, Washington is proposing to cut taxes to the wealthiest families among us, and we are going in a totally different direction. And on top of that, we are following closely what is happening in Washington. And as you know, besides the $26-27 billion budget that the Connecticut Tower State has, also will receive approximately between $11 and $13 billion in federal aid that goes to different commissioners and departments. And those commissioners certainly are human services. Medicaid is a huge, they receive approximately $6 billion on that. And again, here, we are working in a different direction that Washington is working with the tax cuts, with the cuts on grants that they are proposing. But anyway, we will keep to our values, our principles, and work hard and hope to get bipartisan support in all what we are trying to do and achieve for our families in Greenwich. And don't forget the immigrants. And in that respect, in this session on Tuesday, we passed two bills. One bill that was bipartisan, where we approved $40 million for special education. Again, children, focusing on the children of our state, the most needed children in our state. And also, we were passing a small amount helping the nonprofits, in the case of Greenwich Jewish Family Services and Kids in Crisis, that work, that the federal grants had been cut, and working very hard with the settlement of immigrants from Afghanistan, from Ukraine, from Haiti, from many countries, and they had done a successful job. But they are in deeply need, and I'm sorry that that didn't pass on bipartisan basis. But however, it passed with the majority of us voting in favor of that. So this is what is going on right now. That's what we are seeing. Will be a very, very busy session. Certainly, I am on education, so special education is very particular to me also. Environment and transportation, we will see how the budget is affected by cuts that we might see from Washington. But again, here we have to deliver, we have to work, and we will find a way to solve the problems of our families and children in our state.
Representative, you mentioned a lot of the things that are going on from Washington. Has this taken away from, not taken away, but maybe added more time to what you've had to do to try to do that and then try to do other things legislatively? Has it been a little bit of a kind of a detour towards what you've been trying to do that you've had to try to adjust for these things coming out of Washington?
Well, it's certainly it's not taking time. It's adding time. So we devote 100% of our time to what is our agenda, and we were thinking, and the governor was thinking when we started this session. But on top of that, we have to add extra time. So more days in Hartford, more hours, but it's okay. It's fine, and that's what that's what we got, and that's what we have to deal with, and we will find a way, and yes, there are things that we don't know yet. We see the directions that both the Senate and the House are going in Washington. So again, we are in going in an opposite direction. We are trying to help our families, our children, and Washington is trying to help the wealthiest families among us. And that's the bottom line.
Representative, before I let you go, real quick, in transportation, what's the latest with trying to stop this kind of epidemic of wrong-way drivers?
Yeah, I mean, we are working hard. It's working. It's working. Transportation, that is the first priority for the commissioner. And it's creating some results, and it's a priority for all of us that we are looking into the, you know, just the alcohol limits. We are looking into speed limits. We are trying to do our pedestrian and driver safety is a top priority for us on transportation.
All right, State Representative Hector Arzino, it was good to talk to you. We'll talk to you in late March. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Tony. I wish you a great weekend to you, too. All the best.
That is State Representative Hector Arzino of Greenwich joins me on the fourth Thursday of each month. Next Thursday will be the first Thursday that meets State Representative Tina Corpus of Greenwich.